black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to Black Helicopter News. I'm your host, Andrew Robinson, and we have a lot of information to get to. But first, I want to take some time out to thank my producer, Rorschach, for making the new intro and bumper music. He's also produced Philosopher's Stone and is producing my upcoming Untitled album, so he deserves a big shout out. I'll put the link to his music page in the description, and I'm going to try to get him on the show in the new year. Now back to the news. Bernie Sanders. We need a full and independent audit of the Federal Reserve. 2016 Democratic presidential candidate and senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, said on Wednesday that a full independent audit of the Federal Reserve is necessary to rein in Wall Street. I agree. The criminal bankers are looting our economy through the Federal Reserve, and it's time we end the Fed and jail the bankers. They did it in Iceland, we can do it here. Rand Paul introduces bill to block Obama's executive gun control. Paul's legislation would apply to any executive action on gun control that either infringes upon congressional authority or violates the Second Amendment. The globalists want our guns, and I don't see how that's going to end peacefully. They're going to start a civil war, folks. Whistleblower Edward Snowden will appear via video link as a featured speaker at a New Hampshire convention of libertarian activists for a 30-minute Q&A at the New Hampshire Free State Project's convention in February. Ladies and gentlemen, the man's going to be called a hero one day. He's on the right side of history and has the moral high ground. The New World Order wants him dead, so we need to keep him in our prayers. Nation's drug czar calls war on drugs a failure. The White House finally admits what the public has known for years. It's all been wrong, he said, noting that locking up drug offenders had not only contributed to a costly, bloated prison system, but also failed to curtail Americans' drug habit. Ladies and gentlemen, the drug war invented by Nixon was one of the most evil assaults against humanity by the criminal politicians. We need to free and expunge the records of any nonviolent drug offender, legalize all drugs, and regulate them now. Okay, folks, we gotta go to a commercial break, but we'll be right back. Second segment, Chronicles of the Future, the secret diary of a man who saw the future. Stay with us. Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today. Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay. And we're back. The Chronicles of the Future tell the bizarre and incredible experience of Amadeus Dynak Paul, who lived at the beginning of the last century in Europe. Due to illness, he fell into a coma, during which he claims his consciousness traveled to the future and entered a different body, allowing him to interact with people from the future. As bizarre as it sounds, his writings have been taken very seriously by Masonic organizations around the world. There are many books that contain alleged prophecies and futuristic visions, but none of those come close to the strange experience of Dynak. Furthermore, only a handful of selected individuals have had the privilege of reading these stories. In fact, there are only a few printed copies published in Greece. In 1921, Dynak fell into a coma for an entire year in a hospital of Geneva. When he woke up, he recorded in his diary that he was awake and alert the whole time, but not in a year or place where his body was. According to the diary, his consciousness had traveled into the body of another man called Andrew Northman. The year was 3906 AD. According to Dynak, people noticed that a different consciousness had invaded the body of Andrew Northman. So they decided to show and explain everything about that era, as well as exactly what happened from the 21st century until the beginnings of the 40th century. In the future, people mention that a new species of humans were created as the next step in evolution. For fear of ridicule, he did not tell his story to anyone, but that changed when he moved to Greece. Once there, he took the opportunity to teach in a German university. It was there he met the student George Papahatsis. After 2 years, his health had deteriorated once again, and Dynak decided to move again, this time to Italy. Before leaving, Dynak confided to his favorite student, Papahatsis, a briefcase full of notes urging him to read in the future. In 1924, Dynak died of tuberculosis. His student translated the notes gradually over a period of 14 years, from 1926 to 1940. Initially, he thought his teacher had written a strange novel, but as Papahatsis read more and more, he realized what he was translating were the very memories of his teacher. Once the translation of the incredible story was complete, Papahatsis shared the notes with a close circle of fellow Masons. The writings were seized by the secret society as critical to the future of mankind, and among insiders, Dynak received the title of Prophet of Modern Times. The notes of Dynak were available in philosophical circles of Freemasonry, which believed that such information should not be visible to the public. Papahatsis disagreed and published a diary, which caused him many problems. He lost his job, was accused of heresy by the church, and most copies of the book disappeared quickly. But the incredible stories and information contained inside the diary of Dynak, if true, will change the history of mankind as we see it. The question is, will this diary, which was never intended to become a book, come to its unintended audience across the world? So, truth or disinfo, you decide. We'll be right back.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Our government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people. You really want to know?
Several party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
Interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected.
we're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
And we're back. Actor Mark Ruffalo calls out Monsanto, "You are poisoning people." In a chance encounter with Monsanto's CEO, actor Mark Ruffalo told Hugh Grant what many people are thinking, that the biotech company is responsible for a lot of pain and suffering in this world. It's not every day you meet the head of Monsanto, which is why actor Mark Ruffalo knew he needed to take advantage of the opportunity and speak out for millions when he addressed the company's CEO. Before a segment for the movie Spotlight with Mike Resendez, Ruffalo was in the green room watching Grant on screen giving slippery non-answers to every question he was asked. Ruffalo wrote that he was disgusted watching the guy who was responsible for so much misery and sickness throughout the world slime his way through his interview, which is why when Grant came through the green room, he simply told him this: "You're wrong. You're engaged in monopolizing food. You're poisoning people. You're killing small farms. You're killing bees. What you're doing is dead wrong." The CEO responded, "Well, what I think we are doing is good," and the exchange was over. But not before Mark had the opportunity to contemplate the evil of Monsanto and outline the written piece he would soon share with EcoWatch. The informed activist knows that when people get paid the kind of money Grant gets paid, their thinking becomes incredibly clouded, and the first thing to go is their morality. It's sad, but it's time the public is made aware. It's not your messaging that makes you and your company horrible. It's the horrible stuff you guys do that makes you and your company horrible. People don't walk around making stories up about good companies because they got nothing else better to do with their time. People like you and your company are horrible because you are horrible. No matter how much jumping around you do on morning shows where no one can really nail you down for the horrible stuff you do, you will always be horrible, and the people will always greet you the way I did when you go around trying to cover up the fact that you are horrible," wrote Ruffalo. The actor backed up these claims with facts in his lengthy article to raise awareness about the wrongdoings of the biotech company, and you can find that article online. Next, amazing recovery after sick girl drinks raw cannabis juice. The cannabis plant is more than a psychoactive drug that you can get high off of. Cannabis leaves and buds are stacked with an anti-cancer nutrient compound known as cannabidiol that is proving to be a miracle superfood capable of preventing and reversing a host of chronic illnesses. Kristen was literally on her deathbed. The doctors could not do anything for her and were expecting her to die, but she regained her life and her health by juicing raw cannabis leaves, which repairs and restores every cell of your body. This is a must-watch video featuring some of the top researchers on the healing effects of cannabis in its raw form, eaten or juiced. Eating raw cannabis as medicine, cannabis is a dietary essential that helps all cell types function more effectively. It's a medicine. The plant can do phenomenal things. Here's a clip.
A month went by and I got contact with a family and they said, "Well, we just came back from Children's Hospital. They did a CAT scan. The tumors have shrunk and there are fewer of them." And they said, "I'll tell you what we've been doing. We've been juicing the leaves of the marijuana plant and giving this, our baby, a shot glass of this juice every day." But this is like this wonderful hospice story. She is no longer on hospice. It's just one of those wonderful success stories. This, you know, the plant is a pretty amazing plant because the juice of this plant is saving this baby's life.